Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, and welcome to VSiN's Long Shots. I am Matt Brown, joined by Wes Reynolds, the victory lap guy over here. I mean, listen, I'm going to give you your due in just a second. Two for two for us here on the pod, actually, in the last 2 weeks. So hopefully we can keep that going here for the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Wes, let's do a quick recap here of what we saw this past weekend, and tip of the old cap to you. You did have Justin Rose, and you also had another winner.
Yeah, Abraham Ancer over at the Saudi International, which was an Asian tour event, actually was not a live event, even though there was a lot of live guys in the field. Bet three guys, Abraham Ancer, Cam Young, and Henrik Stenson. Actually, Ancer and Young finished 1-2. Maybe more on Cameron Young here in a minute and in tomorrow's episode of Long Shots. But good to get on the board, man. You set it off with Max Homa last week, so now it's Bidlin's turn.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, we had had Justin Rose faltered, we probably would have had another one here on the pod. We would have had Brendan Todd, who at 80-1 at 15 under does finish T2 with Brandon Wu. So as we look at what you saw at AT&T and the guys that are going to go and play Waste Management now after this, is there anything that you saw, any of those guys that maybe you weren't really thinking about at all, but you liked what you saw this past weekend?
Yeah, a couple guys. Obviously, with Rose, what made me land on him, I thought the approach game was actually very good at Torrey Pines. Just didn't really make anything. But it was just going back like through this field. And I think the fact that experience mattered a little bit here, it still does at Pebble Beach. I think it's either an elite player or somebody that's kind of an experienced, grizzled veteran. And I think that Justin Rose absolutely fit that to a T. And you saw a lot of the really good putters play very well at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Brendan Todd, who you mentioned, Denny McCarthy, Peter Malnati. These are always really good putters. Like what I saw out of Taylor Pendrith, though. He actually shot 8-under in his final round to finish 12-under. T7, gained about 2 3/4 strokes putting. We know this guy's a big hitter, the Canadian player, and you know, really is a good ball striker. I think Pendrith probably is a guy to keep an eye on, maybe in one of the middle to lower type events, like we saw him contend last year in Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage. So I think that's a guy that you certainly would want to look at. Like the way Keith Mitchell played. I know he didn't really get a lot going on that back nine on Sunday/Monday morning, but Keith Mitchell is a guy who I think is starting to put some more consistent finishes together. So he will be one I will absolutely be eyeing of the contenders. Seamus Power, a little bit disappointing, even though his approach game I thought was very good, just wasn't great with the putter this week. But you can see, you know, some guys maybe to keep your eye on when you get into like these middle grade type of fields later in the summer.
Yeah. What do you think about some of these names that were super popular heading into the tournament? And it, look, you and I were on a couple of them and it didn't pan out. If we take a look down here, of course, you and I both, I think, were on David Lipsky this week. He gets cut. Ben Griffin didn't do very well. Matthew Fitzpatrick, another name that we just found out after we had taped Long Shots, Wes, then the news came out that Matthew Fitzpatrick was dealing with like a little bit of an injury and all this things like that. And so that certainly, I guess we can only assume, played a factor here as he gets cut and goes two over on the tournament. Are you worried about him as we move ahead this week? I mean, if we look at the odds board, and of course we'll run down the whole thing here in just a little bit. I mean, we're looking at a fairly short odds. I mean, 35-1 here. He's right. You know, only like 10th or 12th on the board here for the Waste Management. I can't see myself getting involved knowing that he's dealing with an injury coming off of a missed cut in a pretty weak field.
Yeah, and there are so many, as you mentioned, Matt, there are so many really good players in this field. I mean, this is you know, really close to major championship quality. If you look at it, I believe we have 22 of the top 25 in the official world golf rankings, like 37 of the top 50, all the 10 top 10 from the FedEx Cup last year, all 11 players that have actually won on the PGA Tour dating back to that fall wraparound schedule are in this field this week. So there are so many names with Matt Fitzpatrick. I know he finished top 10 here last year, but I want to see a little bit more, you know, how he gets through this injury. And also the fact of the matter is, maybe I think that there are better courses that you could target him. I'm thinking like the RBC Heritage, which is, you know, his favorite course almost in the world, at Harbortown. Those are ones where I think maybe you can look at Fitzpatrick.
So let's head over to DraftKings and look at this draft board here for the, I mean, look at these odds boards here for the Waste Management. Now, guys, this is an elevated tournament. So as Wes mentioned, I mean, the names we're about to rattle off that are all going to be at this tournament, I mean, it is just unbelievable what we're going to see down there in Phoenix. And so we've got John Rahm at the top, Rory McIlroy. Both guys are the only two under 14-1, Wes. We got Rahm at 850 and then Rory at 9-1, then jumps all the way to 14 for Xander and Scotty Scheffler. Tony Finau at 18-1. Then we have a few guys at 20 in Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas, and Colin Morikawa. Max Homa coming off of his win at 22-1. Sung J.M. also with him at 22-1. Hideki Matsuyama, Tom Kim at 28, Victor Hovland and Cam Young both at 30. So those are the guys all at 30-1 and shorter. And I guess my first question to you, and of course, guys, we will have the big long episode here tomorrow, so be sure and go ahead and subscribe to get this in your feed. But initial take on these, you know, let's call it air quote, the favorites here in this one.
Yeah, I don't anticipate on being either on Rahm or McIlroy. Certainly, yeah. Rahm has more of the tenure here, and being a Scottsdale resident, he's never finished worse than 16th, actually. He's got, I think four top 10s and one top 5. I don't anticipate being on either one of those guys, even though Rory comes in with a win from Abu Dhabi a couple weeks ago. But this is an event, and you mentioned some of the names. You can get some decent prices on guys that are top 15, top 20 in the world in this event. So, I mean, you know, I look at obviously the form junkies. You mentioned Matsuyama. I don't know if I'm going to be on Matsuyama, but he does have two wins here, one back-to-back in 2016. And in 2017, I was on Scheffler. Last year, Justin Thomas has a couple top threes. Xander Schauffele was third last year and was second the year before. Patrick Cantlay actually made his debut here last year and finished second. And then, you know, another guy that we haven't mentioned, I want to see if, you know, I might even go back to him, is Sahith Theegala, who I think that you could get in the 40s range. Remember, he kind of had this event in his grasp last year. And then he had a wayward drive late in the round on Sunday that took him out, and he finished third. But he comes in off a fourth in a very good field at the Farmers Insurance Open. Of course, Tom Kim is the debutant this year, making his debut. That didn't seem to bother Patrick Cantlay as he got in the playoff. But one that I have already played, even though he doesn't really have a lot of history here, I had to play Colin Morikawa at 20 or above. Right. I just think that he's playing too well. He has made the changes in terms of with the new putting coach, with Stephen Sweeney. So I really like, you know, the trajectory he's on, even though he has like one finish here, and that was 25th 2 years ago. I don't think you necessarily want to get married to the form junkies necessarily, because even though this is always a good field, Matt, this is a totally different animal this year. Now that it's an elevated event, $20 million field purse, plus obviously the week of the Super Bowl in the same venue, basically the same town as the Super Bowl in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, attracts a lot of players.
I'm with you on Morikawa. It's crazy to see, and it's just because of the depth of this field, but to see that big of a number next to a guy playing, you know, as well as he's playing. And guys, listen, that was just the 30 and under guys that we just mentioned. These are all 35 and longer. Matt Fitzpatrick, Jordan Spieth, Sam Burns, you mentioned Seth Thigala, Tyrrell Hatton, Ricky Fowler, Taylor Montgomery, Jason Dage, Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, these are all guys that you are going to be able to get at big numbers, right? And we have proven winners on the tour as well that you're going to be able to get at really, really big numbers down the board. So I don't know how many exactly long shots I'll have this week, Wes, but I certainly know I'll probably have a couple of dart throws, because when you can get some of these guys at triple digits that have some of the skill that these guys have, I think it's going to be too much for me to pass up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll probably have one or two. Now, I'm not going crazy with bombs down the board, just because I think the class of this field is pretty remarkable, I think, for a real early season event. And I'm just looking a little bit through my history here. You had the one long bomb back in 2014, Kevin Stadler at 125-1. But if you look at the winners here, Scottie Scheffler, Brooks Koepka, Webb Simpson, Ricky Fowler, Gary Woodland, Hideki Matsuyama, Koepka twice, Koepka again, Phil Mickelson, you know, Hunter Mahan when he was really playing well back in 2010. These are all proven players. So it's hard to really find somebody, you know, way down the board. I don't know. Maybe I take a dart, you know, just for kicks on Webb Simpson, who has won this before, even though he's not in really great form at 200-1. But yeah, it's not going to be like last week, Matt, where some of the players that we were willing to play in Pebble Beach in a downfield that we're willing to play this week. There's just too many guys ahead of them.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, Wes, that plays into that as well is, you know, being able to handle the atmosphere down there as well. Like, not only having the skill, but also being able to handle what is, you know, just a gigantic party atmosphere. And, you know, it's one of the few tournaments on tour where they're not going to look at you funny if you're making noise and you're doing things and hooping and hollering and all the different things like that. And so I think it does take a guy not only with superior skill set, but also you almost have to very minimally handicap just where they are from a mindset standpoint as well. Cause I do think it takes a certain type of dude that can handle all of that.
That is why Tom Kim, I think, is also very interesting this week, because even though it's his debut, if you've watched Tom Kim and watched him a little bit last fall at the President's Cup, watched him earlier this season, he gets the crowd going. Like, he wants the noise make. He is such a personality and so charismatic. I think that he may love this event, even though he's never played here before, never really seen this course. Maybe he's played a practice round here. I don't know, but this is a guy that I think will love this, because if you look at a guy like Cantlay, who contended here last year, Cantlay is very, very stoic, you know, very, very quiet, doesn't seem to really be engaging, but he was able to focus, even though he did that little waggle all the time with his putter. And I think that might've thrown off his rhythm late in the Sunday round when he got to winning time. But Tom Kim is a guy that I think is totally going to embrace like this almost Happy Gilmore-like atmosphere that you see at Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm actually with you there too. I did just a preliminary kind of run of a model without doing a full deep dive into everything. And boy, he just really does pop a lot of the places that I'm interested in this week. And then, like you mentioned, the guy just, I think he'd love it if somebody was screaming in there. You know, it feels like he's that type of dude that would be all into that, you know, where some guys would like give a side eye. I think he would like fist pump, you know? And so I'm into all that too, from a handicapping perspective this week. So guys, we'll be back with a full episode of Long Shots, me, Wes, and Kelly, a full model breakdown from all of us, what stats we really leaned into this week. And you'll also get not only our outrights, any placement market, any head-to-heads, anything like that that we have in the account. Wes, I'm headed down to Arizona on Wednesday. I'm going to go to this thing. And not only that, I get the rest of country books to bet into, my friend. I can't tell you how happy I am. Yeah, to be able to bet a golf tournament and like bet it for real. It's going to be so amazing to be able to take that in.
I know. I'm mostly jealous of that. I'm mostly jealous of that, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, we talk about it, these placement markets, these top 10s, top 20s, even top 40s that I know DraftKings and a couple others offer. Those are the way to go if you're really managing your bankroll here and you're splitting outrights with that and, you know, playing some head-to-heads. That's a way to really be creative with it. And we really don't get that here in Las Vegas, maybe with the exception of the majors where we get maybe some more placement markets, but certainly not as much as like DK is going to give you down in Arizona.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm super, super stoked, not only to go out to the tournament, but honestly, like you said, I'm almost equally as stoked to be able to get a big betting menu for it as well and get some of that stuff into my account. Guys, as always, please subscribe, rate, review, help this thing climb those charts, help more people find this. We're starting off really, really well, and hopefully we continue things here with the Waste Management. Good luck on all your bets. We'll be back tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.